Hello.
What is happening here?
Okay.
I won't be able to.
Okay. I'll call with my cell phone then.
Oops. Hello.
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 The reason we're having a problem is because Barbara Gabbert and I are both trying to talk on the same phone. We have an extension, and she picked it up a little early, and I was in the middle of dialing, and I won't go on any further. But it was
Barbara
out, and we will go from there. Hi, my name is Donna. I'm Donna Korth, and I just want to welcome everybody to the class tonight. Who all do we have?
Sue from Riverside, California.
Donna from Donna Driggin from Baltimore.
John Bowser.
Sharon Wallace, Baltimore.
Great.
And
good.
And from Lancaster, California.
Oh, good. Okay.
And Marcia Schultz from Houston, Texas.
Marcia from Houston. Wonderful.
Marlene from Tennessee.
Oh, great. Hi, Marlene.
Hi, Marlene.
Hi.
Sally from Virginia.
Oh,
Sally.
Wonderful. From Virginia. Good.
Vicky
and,
from El Paso.
Marcia.
Give me the name from El Paso. From El Paso, who was the name?
Vicky.
Great. Good.
Hello.
Hello. Is it Marcia? Did I hear Marcia?
Yeah, it's Marcia.
I'm just listening.
Good.
It's Marcia from Sacramento.
Oh, Marcia.
Wonderful.
Hi, Shola here from New York.
Well, hi, Shola. Wonderful.
Hey, Donna, my sister's going to try to call in. She's driving right now from her patient's house, so she should get home soon. So she'll call in when she gets home.
Oh, I know she will. I'm eager to.
Okay.
Good. Okay, what we're going to do tonight is a fantastic class with Mother Mary in which she teaches us how to use the vibrations, right kind of music, to actually change the cells in our body and change what's going on this planet. And I'm going to let Barbara Gabbert take over here in just a minute. Barbara, are you on yet?
Yes.
Okay, good. What I'm going to do is mute everybody, and then I've got recording going now. So hang on a minute while I mute everyone so we won't have any static or loud breathing.
Yes, really. It reminded me of Provincetown. You know, it wasn't Provincetown, it was a lot more, but it reminded me of, like, you know, when the kids were coming to walking through. You know, the kids are going to be taken care of. Well, that's the way they've all been.
Trying to mute everyone, and it's rather difficult. So any sound you're making, try to be very quiet. Hopefully that's doing it. Okay. I hope you can hear me. Barbara, hit star 6.
So we're around with Barbara.
Hang in there. We're trying to get this thing working. Okay, press start. Okay. Somebody try to talk to me. Let me hear see if I can hear you.
Okay. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
Magdalena.
Okay. I'm going to try again to mute everyone. Here we go. I don't know if it's tonight. We're having some trouble muting everybody. So just everyone try to be very quiet and keep people that's in the area where you are as quiet as possible, because for some reason my star 5 mute button is not working. So here we go. Barbara, I'll let you go ahead and introduce yourself.
Barbara,
oh, it's star 6.
Oh, hi, this is Barbara Gabbert.
Welcome
to our heart care class tonight for December 26, 2013. We're grateful that you can be with us. We would like to be aware of those of you attending this class, and we would like to meet you, know more about you, and know where you are from. If you would like to meet one of us in your area who is like-minded, let us know. We have contacts from all over the world, and many people do feel isolated regarding New Age subjects. If you would like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, offers, and services, and updates about current happenings from the Masters, make a note to contact us, and we will put you on our regular email or snail mail list.
You will hear
from us every few weeks, most likely.
Location.
Or someone will call you if you prefer. Or stay with us after the class is over for a short time of questions and answers and prayer time.
You, we haven't heard from you in a bit.
We have a HeartShare team. Our active team members are Leela, Gwen, Marlene, Cindy, Sharon, Donna Dregan, Donna Korth, and my.
It's star 6 again, Barbara.
Okay, I'm back on. Our active HeartShare team members are Leela, Dwyn, Marlene, Cindy, Sharon, Donna Dregan, Donna Korth, and myself, Barbara Gabbert. We present this class, and we are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with you, and encourage you. If any attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna Korth or me or any of the team members you know. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. You may also express any desires, requests, or suggestions at the end of this class, and we will honor them and you. The Heart Center is composed of many people whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing our God presence and discovering our reason for being, then emanating light as directed by our own I Am presence. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background, Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth, and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. And our Heart Center mission is, within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. We have a wonderful class tonight with Mother Mary, the mother of all mothers. You may also hear the recording of this class by going to the home page menu of the Heart Center webpage and clicking on the tabs that says Events and then clicking on HeartShare Events. All our previous classes are archived there for your pleasure. I suggest that you have a pen, paper, and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. A speaker phone only costs about a few dollars more than a regular phone, and then your hands are free, enabling you to walk around, take notes, and meditate with us. We will keep callers muted to eliminate background noise, which, by God's grace, we have successfully done now. We have muted you, and you can unmute yourself by pressing star 6 if you would like to share something or ask a question during our class. Please speak loudly and clearly into the phone, and when you are through speaking, press star 6 again, and you will be muted again. This is very important to block out noise and interference. We ask that you be fairly brief if you have a question or comment so we can finish the class on time. And now I would like to call on someone to do the invocation tonight. Are there other HeartShare team members present on the class tonight?
Marlene.
Donna Dreegan, I thought I heard your voice. Are you here tonight?
Cynthia's here.
Cynthia's
oh,
here.
Good.
Wonderful. Would you give an opening invocation for our class?
Yes.
Thank you.
In the name I am that I am, and the Holy Christ Spirit itself, and all light bearers throughout cosmos, I call for this class tonight to be overshined by beloved Mother Mary, and that all that are participating will get the benefit and the knowledge and the feeling of what Mother Mary is trying to convey in her heart stream. And I pray that we all are enlightened this evening and with joy in our hearts, listen to what Mother Mary has to say, and thank you. Amen.
Amen. Before we begin our class, we do a breathing meditation, which is called pranayama. It's to relax and to align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand if you need to. Close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then, with your eyes closed, look up towards that place in the center of your forehead, between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary has said that the Holy Spirit is of female gender. Thus, we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now, follow me as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Each statement is to the count of 8. So we're going to breathe in to a count of 8, hold it in to a count of 8, breathe out to a count of 8, and hold it out to a count of 8. And I will give 4 phrases while we do this. So first we're going to breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold it in. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Let's do it one more time. I breathe in my solar presence. Hold it. I absorb all of his essence. Breathe out. I breathe out his light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurl. And we have had suggested to us that we can do this four times to I am resting in my presence. And you just do that phrase four times. So let's try that one as well, okay, together. Breathe in. I am resting in my presence. Hold it. I am resting in my presence. Breathe out. I am resting in my presence. Hold it out. I am resting in my presence. Thank you. This is a great way to relax whenever you feel tense or when you're during the day when you want to take a moment to just unlax a bit. It's a wonderful little exercise that is very helpful. Tonight, we will share together a prayer to Archangel Michael that's on the back of your snail mail letter or was sent to you by email. You are muted, so you will only hear me say the prayer. Please repeat the prayer with me one time. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here this evening to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me. Love through me. Protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me to serve all life unto their freedom in the light. And now we're going to sing Joy to the World. It's definitely a song of praise and a great Christmas song. And it's number 82 in our particular songbook. This song, as you focus on it, will help to change the very cells in your body, as well as the second song we will sing. Feel the joy Mother Earth and the souls of her children felt when they realized who had come to help them through the coming dark ages. Through this song, when meditated upon, you can bring joy, peace, tranquility, and harmony to all children of God upon our planet, sometimes called Mother Gaia. So Donna will play the song.
Nature sing, and let the nature sing.
tonight we are going to do a second song also. It's simply called Home. In the Heart Center songbook, it's on page 75. This song can actually bring tears to our eyes as we begin to miss our real home in heaven. Sing this with all your heart and soul and see what you feel in your body. I'd like to mention now is that this particular song brings to your mind and your heart that all of this that has been named is within you right now, and we have immediate access to any aspect of ourselves, any aspect of this home in our heart, our father, our mother, the daughter, the son, and the Holy Spirit, the holy family, perfect within each one of us. Barbara, do you have any announcements there that you can make?
Let's see. There's a, I don't have that sheet with me. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me look.
There's a Meru class in February. That's the only thing upcoming that comes to mind immediately.
Okay, well, let me just look real quick here. We have a prayer sheet. If any of you would like to get that prayer sheet, let me know and I will email it to you. Either Barbara or I will email it to you because it has on it all of the things that are going on that we're praying for. Let's see. Our Heart Share teleclass tonight, of course. And then this prayer sheet mentions tens of thousands of copies of El Morya's Advanced Study of the Human Aura book are being sold in North America and the world. And the publishing of St. Germain's Advanced Alchemy book, Ofra's book, and our Virtues mini books are coming about on schedule. And there we have a dedicated growing staff working on these. Our 99-day vigil for peace has come to an end, and it's been very successful. We see now, let's see, I was just looking a few minutes ago on our website. There are a number of things. I know that some of you do not have computers, and if any of you who do not have computers would like me to send you a list of the things that are going on in our updated prayer list, just email me or call me. My phone number is on there. on a sheet that you received or on the invitation. And you can email me at Donna Korth, K-O-R-T-H, Donna Korth at suddenlink.net at any time, and I will send you an updated response with all of our activities that you can take part in by telephone. And that's pretty neat to be able to do it by phone. So with that, I'm going to start our heart stream with Mother Mary. This is very powerful. I'm just bringing it up right now. And I would like us all to be in an attitude of prayer as we receive this. It's a very miraculous subject, the subject of sound and the subject of music, the subject of tones and notes. We have one lady, in fact, she's the one that did the that wrote the last song, put that together so beautifully, and that's Carol Wells. And I just love her dearly and her musical creations. And I wish she were here, and I should have gotten her ahead of time to share with us, because she could really share with you some wonderful things about tones and sound. So hold on, and here we go into our heart stream.
My beloved one, each and every one of you have a soul, and this song is the essence of your soul's voice that may sing unto the Creator throughout your life. What is your song? What is that sacred melody that you must impart to the world, emanating the grace of your highest selfhood in God to mankind? As you know, at the hour of the appearance of the great Archangel Gabriel, I proclaimed that my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For I saw clearly that the purpose of my life was to bring the very present reality of that Mother Light from Omega into the world of form within my womb, such that God be magnified through my son.
Okay, right here, I would like to read to you this famous excerpt in the Bible called the Magnificat, Mother Mary. This is the Phillips version, and this is what she said. Mary responded, "Oh, how I praise the Lord. How I rejoice in God my Savior. Took notice of his lowly servant girl. And now, generation after generation, forever shall call me blessed of God. For he, the mighty Holy One, has done great things to me. Mercy goes on from generation to generation to all who reverence him. How powerful is his mighty arm. How he scatters the proud and the haughty ones. He has torn princes from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has satisfied the hungry heart and sent the rich away with empty hands. And how he has helped his servant Israel. He has not forgotten his promise, merciful. For he promised our fathers, Abraham, and his children, to be merciful to them forever." I'm going to mute us all again because there is a little bit of in the background, so hold on. Okay. If you can't hear me, let me know. I think you can still hear me, though, all right. Okay, we will go back to the heart stream.
Each and every one of you at the soul level a replica of the womb of the cosmos, male or female, within you. And from this sacred space of soulfulness, you may embody something of the Godhead within your life. And when you do, your soul sings. And there is a cosmic resonance and the vibration of a frequency that then emanates through all of your chakras, through your vision, through your voice, through your mind, through your heart, through the sun, the sacred plexus, place of the sun, within you. And when there is the alignment of all of these, because your song, your melody is on key and is true to your highest selfhood, then, dearest ones, all of heaven sings with you. Angel choirs blend their voices with your own soul melody in a great crescendo of light and scintillating sacred fire. You merge as one to the heart of your beloved.
We'll stop here briefly to talk about what happens when you sing that note, that soul note that belongs to you, that touches your heart and changes the cells in your body. There is a website I'm going to tell you about. Here it is, where you can find your personal soul song. The lady will help you do it if you're unsure of yourself. However, you're probably familiar with the word Om. When you say that, when you are praying or doing your devotions on your own, usually the sound that you sound with naturally is your particular note. Now, when you're doing it with other people in a group, this may not be so. You may not do it in your particular soul note. But if you are by yourself, the particular sound that you speak usually, if you are calm, if you are in a state of joy and peace, that will be the sound that is most likely your particular key note. For me, it's usually the key of G, and I go and then also C sometimes. But you will go up and down in different notes, and there's usually one note that is very healing for you, and there are other notes that are actually rather destructive to you, or they are actually innervating. They actually are weakening. When you are in a crisis, your recorded soul song or note can remind you of your essence and calm you down if you become very familiar with what that is. When you're having a health challenge, take a moment with your soul note or the soul song, if you know that, to remember your true health and thank God and see light entering your body as you sing the song or the note. When you are needing inspiration, your soul song or your soul note opens the portals to your divine self. Now, the website I like that does teach how to find this note is www.healingrelease.com. healingrelease.com. If you want to write this down, it's healingrelease.com/soulsong.htm. Again, that's healingrelease.com/soulsong.htm. It is very helpful to know your particular note or your soul song. But again, just knowing the note that you usually sing, om, as an om, padme. Oh, dear, what's the matter with my mind tonight? and when you sing the om, the tone that you usually start with is your note. So get familiar with where you go when you say that. And that's a very important thing to do. Take a big breath sometime and just go, om. Remember that. If you have a piano or if you have any kind of musical instrument, know where that is and play it if you are ever unsure. Because sometimes when you get in a crisis or you're quite upset, you may go up high, you may go way down low. The tones may change completely as you are trying to get calmed down. And knowing that note or knowing how to say that om where you are comfortable can be very, very calming. And saying the om when I am upset or tired or need some kind of relief from something, which I did a couple of times during the holidays here, was very soothing and brought me back into balance. Just taking a big breath and going, om. Let's do this together for just a moment. Take a big breath and go, om. Now, don't you feel better? Okay, let's go on here.
Yes. The bliss of beingness. And even the music of the spheres may be known, may be heard, may be experienced within your soul, which also may magnify the Lord as you offer yourself to your source in singing praises, in blessing life, and honoring the Godhead to developing and manifesting the various virtues that you, as a sacred soul, are destined to express with great love and cherishment to all.
When Mother Mary speaks through David, she often sings from her soul level, and she does this because it sends forth a cosmic resonance that blesses those of us who hear it, emanating through our chakras. We can also do this to ourselves and then emanate it outward to the universe via the angels who attend us as we call on them. And the angels love to attend us when we sing. They flock around us. They are drawn to us even when we sing in the shower. And water seems to conduct our soul vibration via the sound. So practice singing some of your favorite songs and tones, songs that turn you on. I like to sing the song Home myself in the shower. That really turns me on. It calms me down. It balances me. And for me, that's a very special song. But I'm sure you all have a special song. And you can even take some of the prayers that we have and make songs to them or make tones to them and do the prayers with your favorite tunes. So we'll go on here.
The angels sang the song of my son's soul at his birth. And even in this hour, you can proclaim the the divinity of one, which then emanates the divinity of all, through that joy to the world that is the essence of his being, that which he came to embody in the earth, dearest heart. First, you develop atoning of your melody. Then you begin to hear the nuances, the embellishments of the storyline through the melody. As your soul evolves, your spirit shines, and that who you are as a divine creature created in the image and likeness of the One begins to unfold with beauty and grace, harmony, and all manner crystalline tones and notes. Some of you may have a number of melodies in mind that come to you as the most precious of celestial essences that you have felt. As you have mindfully placed your attention upon the Eternal One, and as you have been involved in heaven's affairs, and even peeked beyond the veil to see and hear the melodies of the Spirit that exist in the realms of light all around you.
For those of you who were unable to attend our recent Winter Solstice Conference, we had a wonderful guest who shared with everyone how to pick out their tone with the bowls, with the beautiful magic bowls. And I noticed we watched it. We were able to see this, see everybody trying out the different bowls until they could find that tone that was right for them. Of course, it may take more than one effort, and this person is coming back to share again. And I'm hoping to hear very soon on how to contact him or find his website and find some of the websites that will help you learn about the magic bowls and how to find your tone in that particular way. We were recently encouraged strongly to meditate for at least 10 minutes per day. And I recall Lanello, Master Lanello, once telling us that when we are still, you know the little phrase, be still and know that I am God, that when we are still, we can just listen, and often we will hear the melodies from the angels, we will hear the earth vibrational sound, you will hear a certain hum at a certain level that's coming from our planet. It's wonderful if you can get out in nature and meditate and hear that. And sometimes you can hear it in your own house or in your own backyard on a very quiet day. This actually is like a sound that is luring your soul to sing with it. Your soul hears it sometimes, well, in fact, most of the time, before you do, before your physical ears. Your soul can hear it, and if you let yourself get in tune with your soul as it listens to the sound of the earth and its vibration that it's sending to you, it will lift up your spirits and fill you with joy. I have done this. I have sat very, very still in my backyard. I'm a little bit out in the country, but not too far. I'm about 3 minutes from town. And it is a magic thing that happens when you stop and be very still and just listen.
silence of your soul, your song may be heard, and your voice resonant, clear. The Lord God hears, and a tear from his eye drops to earth, that yet another one of his precious ones has resolved to be one with him. Through the sacred science of holiness, through music, through the attenuation of the higher senses of the soul, rising in spirit to behold the very face of God. O precious ones of light, in this incarnation, I adjure you to sing your song, to let your melody be heard in ways great and small. Yes, you may sing in the shower, and yet let the greater shower of light go forth through your hearts, rendering of that which you came to sing and to bring as light to all life. The angels of heaven simply love Christmas time, dearest ones, because many again take up, even for a few short weeks, the singing of your carols, wherein we may grace the earth with our presence. For you see, wherever we are honored, for the word angel, light, love, Jesus, or Christmas is sung or uttered, there we can place our wings of light flapping, emanating frequencies of joy and loveliness to all. Therefore, sing those carols year-round if you wish. Start your day with a song on your lips and praise to the Son, to the One, to the Lord God. In this you honor every soul evolving here below. In this you honor the original word.
Now, isn't that amazing that all you have to do is use the word angel or use the word light or love or Jesus or Christmas? And when any of those words are mentioned, she says, we angels will place our wings of light, flapping, emanating frequencies of joy and loveliness to all. That's everyone. It goes out and it influences and raises the light on this planet. I like, she talks about honoring the sun and praise to the sun. I made up this little verse and I'm going to sing it to you. And you might want to try to sing it with me. and or I will, if you would like to know it better, I will even send a copy of it to you. Beloved Great Central Sun, we claim the flame of the seventh age, and we roll back all darkness from the earth. Beloved Great Central Sun, your victory has been won in this hour of the world's rebirth. Now you can sing it with me. Beloved Great Central Sun, we claim the flame of the seventh age, and we roll back all darkness from the earth. Beloved Great Central Sun, your victory has been won in this hour of the world's rebirth. I'll send it to you if you would like. It's just a simple little way of honoring the victory that we are gradually experiencing on this planet as the sun's rays does miraculous things in bringing us up higher. And it is in a song, a very short little song. And since songs are so important, in fact, if you sing your prayers, they are so powerful that you singing your prayers three times would equal nine times of saying it as a straight monotone prayer. So practice singing. Practice making up tunes to go with your prayers that feel comfortable to you. Now, this little song that I just sang to you just has a very few notes in it, but it's easy to sing, and you can make up your own tunes and your own prayers and sing them, and you will experience the most amazing transformation when you do this, just as Mother Mary says. So, and practice using those words, angel and light and love, or Jesus, or Christmas. Well, go on.
Did you know that when God said those words, let there be light, that he sang them? Oh, what a song that was. Oh, what a melody stretched across the galaxies. Unformed, and yet an embryo, or in the becoming, and then manifested through a sacred voice. The Alpha Omega, beloved.
Now I want to talk to you about something very important. What kind of music do we listen to, and what does it do to you? Did you know that with 90% of TV ads, rock music and heavy metal music accompanies them? And do you know what it does to you in those few short interludes that come on your TV programs every 5 to 10 minutes? In fact, I have not yet heard or heard an ad for cars, but every ad for any kind of an automobile is in rock music, or even heavy metal music, or even rap music. I have this wonderful book it's called The Secret Power of Music by David Tame, and in it he does quite a bit of research, and he says here, he talks about an experiment in which they found that shrill, out-of-tune sounds projected into a liquid media actually coagulated the protein in it. And a recent teenage fad, he said, was that of taking soft eggs or raw eggs to rock concerts and placing them at the foot of the stage. Midway through the concert, the eggs could be eaten hard-boiled as a result of the music. Amazingly, few rock fans wondered what that same music might do to their bodies. Another thing I might mention is that our famous directors of classical music, I don't have a list of names, but I'm just going to mention this fact briefly, all live to be in their 90s and even into their early hundreds. They live very long, and that's as a result, I think, of playing Bach and all of our wonderful classical music. Another interesting thing is that those rhythms which are more harmonious and healthy as classics have been found, depending on their tempos, to be very effective calmatives or sedatives, and they are, of course, much more beneficial in the long run than toxic addictive chemicals such as Valium. And one researcher named Julius Portnoy tells us, music, he says, definitely changes your metabolism. It affects your muscular energy. It raises or lowers your blood pressure. It influences your digestion. It may be able to do all these things more successfully and pleasantly than any other medication or prescription that produce those changes in our bodies. Since fast rhythm releases into the bloodstream chemicals which excite the organism, such fast rhythms can literally be said to give a kick. When a young person is used to listening to fast rock music for a number of hours per day, such kicks literally become a form of addiction, and a sense of emptiness is experienced if, for some reason, the music cannot be listened to for a prolonged period of time. So when music that is heavy metal or rock music, of some of those very strong and unharmonious beats sometimes, is listened to continually, it is addictive. Although no research has yet been conducted on a subject to this author's knowledge, he says it also seems likely that the heart rate of such people is faster than that of other people, even throughout the day while they are not listening to the music itself. He tells of an experiment here conducted by Dr. Lee Salk, in which a recording was played of a normal heartbeat for newborns in a hospital nursery. Most of the newborns were soothed to sleep, and then Dr. Salk put on the accelerated heartbeat of an excited person. The two recordings were both at the same volume, but when the second one was played, every single one of the infants awoke. Most of them awoke tense and most of them crying. They did the same experiment again with Bach or with classical music, and they did it then with rock music and heavy metal, and the same results happened with the infants. I wish I could find that story. It's in my book here somewhere, but it's amazing to me the differences between classical music and our heavy metal or rock music. The story here about music and plants is interesting. He says rats were given, in one experiment conducted by psychologists, rats were given the free run of two separate but connected boxes. Music was being piped through into each of them. Bach was piped into one, rock music into the other. And though the two boxes were identical and all other conditions except the music were equal, the rats all spent their time in the Bach music box. To test further the purity of the experimental conditions, the music was broadcast into the two boxes that was broadcast in the two boxes was changed. And gradually the rats all moved back into the other box. Other experiments have found that certain types of music cause hens to lay more eggs and cows to give more milk. Basically, classical music did that. He says here, if the ears of a rock fan happen to have so far stood up to the battering, it is nonetheless certain that his body has been internally affected. To quote from Bob Larson, who is another researcher, who, having once been a rock musician, is now a campaigner against the music, he says, the hormone epinephrine, which is adrenaline, is shot into the blood during stress or anxiety or the simulated experience of submitting oneself to an abnormal volume of music. When this happens, the heart beats rapidly, the blood vessels constrict, the pupils dilate, the skin pales, and often the stomach, intestines, and esophagus are seized by spasms, unnoticed by the person. When the volume is prolonged, there are heart flutters, and in Germany's Max Planck Institute, it showed that 70 decibels of noise consistently caused vascular constriction, even heart attacks. Particularly dangerous if the coronary arteries already are narrowed by arteriosclerosis, which our current civilization has a problem with. And that's only 70 decibels. And you have to remember that the volume at the average bar or club reaches much higher. So I just wanted you to be aware of that and the importance of listening to music, which is uplifting, and the value of it for prolonging your age and your health.
You see, Blessed Hearts, when your soul sings, you are reflecting back to the Creator something of that original voice of light. For God embedded within you the right, the wherewithal, to also sing, to praise, to glory in love and all that love creates throughout the cosmos. Your voice is precious to God, because it is of God, you see. Therefore, honor the Lord's voice within you as you nurture the Spirit and as you sing of His love and His light to all. I am Mary, speaking through this gentleman and honoring each one of you as my precious children, always.
I want to mention here that we do not know of any other creature who creates written music, who sings in quartets and duets and in symphonies, and has such wonderful creative ability in the field of music. Now, that doesn't mean that other mammals don't make music. We know that whales seem to make music, and dolphins, and there is a certain noises that they make, and it may be a kind of music for them. But human beings are the only ones that can write it down, memorize it, share it with others in the way that we do, in huge groups of people, even in symphonies and chorales. So we are very, very blessed in being able to do that. Would anybody like to make a comment or like to share an experience you've had with music? If you would like to do this, just hit *6 and we will be able to hear you. Barbara, do you have any comments? I can't hear anyone, so I'm not sure if I maybe need to try to unmute you here. Let's see. All right, now if anybody would like to share something, just hit *6. If you have any questions, or if you've had any unique experiences with music, either good or bad or otherwise, please feel free to hit *6 and share with us. Okay, then I'm going to ask. Marlene, are you still there? If you're still there, would you like to close for us? And after Marlene closes, we will have a time of prayer for anyone who can stay on the line and share your prayer requests. And I'd also want tonight to hear from some dear friends of ours, Lola and Shola, who have recently returned from Ghana, Africa, after they had a wonderful memorial service for their mother, Minerva. And maybe we'll do that first, in fact. If either of you would like to share, just hit *6.
Yeah, hi, Donna. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, yes, hi. I'm sorry I'm driving in a car. First of all, I want to thank everybody on the prayer line for helping us with your wishes and prayers for a very good memorial
You're
service
so welcome.
For our mother. It turned out beyond my expectations. It was wonderful. Pardon?
If you're driving, you're probably unable to talk with us, but if you can or whenever you can, we'd love to hear you share a little bit about the memorial service you had for your mother in Ghana when you were in Africa.
It was really nice. Basically, we had the church service, and then we on Friday, and from there the congregation went to the grave site where we had the burial service. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait.
Oh, I'll see if my sister can pipe in.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Shola.
Go ahead, Shola.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. So the Friday, Friday we had the burial. And then afterwards, there was a reception. But as soon as we got off the plane, actually, we had to go straight to the house. And then they performed a ceremony there before they would even let the ashes into the house.
Ah.
And so, yeah, so that was really nice. And it's kind of to cleanse everything. And basically, they told us, since she hadn't been home in so long, it just, like, it kind of cleanses her, and it says, like, the family's welcoming her back, and that her parents and everyone that's gone before her is, you know, welcoming her back also.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah, so that was the day we got there, as soon as we got off the plane, and then like my sister was saying, that the following week, Friday was, we did the burial, and then we had the reception after that, and the reception
talk about the songs, Shola, at the gravesite and the singing.
What songs? Well, the priest and everybody we surrounded
prayers.
The gravesite, and then they did a lot of prayers there, and then some songs. And the other thing they did when they have the actual body, somebody from the family will wash the body and everything, so they have the soap and the the sponges and stuff, and they bury the person with those items.
Since
our mom, we just had her ashes, they still put all of those items in
to let her know.
Grave. Yeah. And and they also, like everybody, they also collect money also from people, and that goes into the grave also.
I see.
Yeah, just not a lot of money, just like, you know, $1 or $2, and they do that before you get to the grave. So when they at the house, they set up a whole altar. They had a whole room set up with her ashes in there, and you know, before
they decorated
they decorated it really nice, and so people like family or friends can go in there to pay respect before the ashes are buried. So that's where they have a dish type thing set up where you're supposed to put the money in it, and there's a woman there that's sitting there, and she's calling people to come in to put the money in.
I see.
So that was the money they took, you know, we took over to the gravesite. And basically they treated her ashes like it was her body. So, you know, so somebody carried it. There was like a procession with like our cousins carried the ashes and everything and took her to the church, and that's where they did the ceremony there. Then after the church, we all got into the car to go to the cemetery, and then, you know, then they did the whole ceremony there with the ashes. Yeah, so that was, and then afterwards, we just went to the house, back to the family house, and you know, and had the reception. And
the small reception, a small one.
Just with the family members. And that was still people, you know, it was like a happy kind of celebration because people were dancing and, you know, it was not like depressing or anything. And then
they were celebrating,
you know,
her life. Yeah.
Right. So then they have food and everything for people.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, you don't do anything. And then Sunday, there was a church service, you know, for our mom and other people that have passed.
And we wear the cloth, yeah. We pick a mourning cloth. It's a tradition. And our immediate family all wore the black and white African outfit. And then our aunts and the other people who are guests, they wore another mourning cloth that they had for my grandfather, but everybody was dressed in the traditional outfit, and
yeah,
we went to the church service. Yeah, black and white, and we went
and
to the service.
Right.
Oh, sorry, Sheila.
Yeah, so then we went to the service, but basically when we got there, we had to have the outfit made once we chose the cloth. So each person that passes, the family member, you pick a cloth for that person. So fabric. And then our aunt was there, so she sewed all of our outfits for us.
Wow.
Yeah,
It was really nice.
Yeah, it sounds like a very special time for you.
Yeah, they sang by the graveside too, and they sang during the church services. It was really beautiful. And then on the Sunday, after the big church service, we had a large reception, and everybody was there, and that's when a lot of people come, they eat, and then they have music, and they dance, and it's basically that time to celebrate her life, you know? And what was nice was they had large posters of my mom and my grandfather on the house, so people passing by know that somebody has passed, you see? And that's how they announce a person has passed. They put posters on the house commemorating your loved one. So they had my mom's and my our grandfather, as well as our other cousin who recently passed 2 months ago. So it was a big celebration, celebrating all three of their lives too.
Wonderful. How long?
Yeah, how
long had it been since your mother had left Ghana?
Oh, over 50 years. She left in 59. So she hadn't been there in a long time. And that's all she wanted to do was to try to get back. And we didn't expect this to happen to her because she was doing so well until she got suddenly sick. And then, you know, of course, the rest was, you know, what we all know. But we were hoping, you know, last year that we would all travel back to Ghana together, but we didn't know it would be under these circumstances. But we're glad we honored her wishes because she has she's buried right beside her father, and she was very close to her father. And we thought that would not be possible, and luckily it was. And the gravesite is really beautiful. The cemetery has these large trees that kind of arch over the whole place.
It's a really old cemetery.
It's a really beautiful place, you know. I think our whole family just feels like she's really at peace now because that's all she ever wanted was to go back to her country, you know, to see her family, but she didn't get to.
She talked about it a lot to me, and it meant a lot to me because I had been able to go on a pilgrimage with the Heart Center to Ghana, and it was just kept thinking of her while we were there. It was just a fantastic trip, and Ghana is a wonderful place. One of the things that I noticed when I was in Ghana was that people so often wrote things on their cars and on their places of business about their faith and their belief in the Lord and their
I saw on the truck, and it was funny. I saw on the truck, it was really, you know, apropos. It said, with God, all things are possible. And I pointed it out to my sister, and I just felt like my mom was talking to us. And, You know, yeah. We had such wonderful experiences there. The people are so nice. There's people from all over the world who visit there, and everybody feels comfortable. I felt safe. You know, I didn't feel like anybody was, you know, upset or judging us. It was just wonderful. They're very loving and kind people, you know, and they just welcome you, you know. It was just a really nice experience.
Yes.
You know, totally. Yes. So anybody who's able, they should go because it's a, you know, it's a really nice experience.
It is. I love the country of Ghana. The people are so loving, and they
have
God, and it's just very uplifting. Well, I'm going to close in prayer, and then if anybody
Thank you.
We call to you in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, beloved angels and masters and Mother Mary and the Mothers of Heaven. And we thank you for this story of this wonderful burial experience and ceremony and memorial service for Minerva. And we thank you for her two daughters and all that they were able to do and the way you provided for them to go to Ghana and have this service. We thank you for this wonderful presentation tonight, Mother Mary, and we pray that all of us will remember to find our soul note, find that note or that end, that song. Lifts us up to the highest level that we may go on and honor and glorify you in all that we do. And again, we ask that everyone that has come to the class tonight will be blessed in the following week and will be uplifted as they sing Joy to the World and as they sing Home again, and as they sing whatever song you give them to honor and glorify you in the shower and wherever they go. In the name of Jesus, amen. Here, everybody, I'm going to end the recording now. There. Do that.
Thank you. Thank you.